Okay, we have a cat burping. No, what's he doing?
Snoring.
Snoring, that's the word. And we have another one on me.
Yes. And he's very quiet, though, so he's good.
The mic is practically in your mouth.
The mic, so yeah. My voice is apparently very low.
You're a soft
low.
Speaker, aren't you?
Yeah, seemingly. Yeah. That's why it's always awkward if I try to say something in a group of people and then nobody responds and I'm not sure if people have heard me or if I just spoke too quietly.
Are you okay? Trying to talk about this after the podcast? This probably isn't the setting.
Sorry,
no. Yeah, we can. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, no, we can have a chat after. This is the Tyrant and Training podcast. I'm Kevin Ryan. I host this podcast. It's
yes,
a comedy improv one. You helped me with the intros. Who are you?
Celine Lang.
Yeah, you can give your second name as well. You are my fiance.
I am. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for listening. The latest episode is now.
It is now?
Yeah.
It's happening as we speak.
Yeah. Go on, move, Hopper. That's one of our cats moving. Yes, this podcast is a comedy improv podcast. You wouldn't guess it at all. Okay.
Not from the intro.
Not from you.
No.
I meant you're not on it usually. I didn't mean. Okay, next week you'll be on it.
That
I'll tell
so
you what.
Rude.
I'm so sorry.
How dare you?
Okay. Can you tell us what I do on this podcast, please?
I don't want to.
No, please.
You talk to people who aren't me and ask them what they'd be like, what they would do if they were running their own country.
Yes, if they were a tyrant on their own people.
Yes.
Yes, so I have the next guest is a woman called Jessica Brown. She is a director, actor, woman of many filmmaking talents. No?
She sounds lovely.
Yes. The only way I can describe her, because you know the way I usually give you some out of context quotes?
Yes.
I do have three. I honestly could have a lot more.
Okay.
Right? I tried to give him a bit of a theme.
Yes.
Because the conversation goes a bit all over the place. The only way I think I can describe her, and this will be lost on a lot of people reading or listening to this, it feels like she may be a character I would have written in a script.
Oh.
And I, again, that's making out as if I'm, you know, like an Eric Idle. But,
no,
yeah,
that sounds sad.
Yeah.
That, that's,
I'll give you
a... That's a great... teaser.
Okay, good.
For
yeah, for you.
Yeah.
And only you.
For me specifically.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you a few quotes, okay?
Because the debate is so real. Is it Red Vines or Twizzlers? Do you want to deal with me? The Twizzler Queen? So what if I turn crazy?
She seems a bit nuts.
Yeah, you get it, right?
Yeah.
No, she's lovely. You will find Jessica Brown on Instagram and on Twitter. That's the main port of call. Wait, we'll do this smooth. She is on Instagram at jb.media.
Very good. Right?
And then on Twitter, you'll see her on Jess Brown MP. Not quite sure what the MP is. I think
not a member of Parliament.
She did go for election in LA.
Ah, I don't think they call them MPs over there.
But they don't call them MPs over there.
Now,
I don't know how long ago that was, but yeah, there was a brief flirtation. Now, I think she didn't, like, go to the election stage. Basically, I think she went in and then went, fucking politics, what the hell am I doing in this place? This place is garbage.
Understandable.
And then quickly got out of there. So, you know.
Ah.
Yeah. And you'll find that she makes a lot of mistakes ruling her own country and then quickly abandons them. she did do something that I think is very unique.
Oh.
And I'll play them for you, but then when I play them, we're going to head straight into the episode.
Okay, so goodbye everybody.
So goodbye everyone. She has developed her own Ten Commandments.
Oh.
Do you want me to read? I'll read them out quickly.
I like that.
Do you want me to read them out quickly or do you want to learn them as you go?
I want to learn them as
That's
we go.
That's absolutely fine.
Yeah, I will
let you do that.
Yeah.
Okay, you can follow this podcast at Kev Ryan Person, which will be on Instagram, Twitter, Blue Sky and Threads.
Boop, boop.
That's the one. They can look for you as well. Celine Lang, you're very unique.
in name only basic in every other way.
Yeah.
I'm not anywhere in any relevant capacity, so don't.
But they can follow you.
But they shouldn't.
Oh, are you okay? Okay, we'll move on. Okay, here's the Ten Commandments.
I don't tweet.
Thank you, Jessica, for being on. Okay, I'm not editing this, you're fine. Okay, do you want to get takeaway?
Yeah, please.
Okay, we'll get takeaway. Okay, bye everyone, thanks
bye.
For listening.
Nobody can erase the Ten Commandments, not even the Senate, not even me, because the Twizzler God made these commandments.
I'm just your advisor. You can do whatever you want. Deal?
Deal.
Perfect. Okay, first thing we'll do is, and I'll help a little bit here, we're going to pick where in the world you want your island, your new country. So
Thank you for sharing that.
I will. How's your geography?
It's not there.
Share. Okay. So yes, we have even the names of countries as well, which is handy. You can see that?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Any idea where you'd put your new country?
In the Pacific Ocean.
Okay, so you're going west of America.
Yes.
So if you're going, how far?
In the Atlantic Ocean.
All right, go Atlantic.
Yeah.
So you're living in LA. Are you originally from LA?
No, I'm from Iowa.
Whereabouts is Iowa? It's in the middle of America, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you're going east of America. So are you going right in the middle of the Atlantic?
Yep, right where that little plus magnifying glass sign is.
Okay, yeah, just above the N on this map, which isn't, that doesn't show in the world. Okay, so, yeah, because I don't know if you get, you probably get some bad storms, but you're not going to get earthquakes or anything, right?
Yeah, no earthquakes, no tornadoes.
Yeah. No. A couple of storms, but nothing.
Yeah, I think we'll be all right on the weather, on the rain front.
Have you any idea? I will stop sharing that. Okay, we'll put it right in the middle there. Any idea what name you'd give it? Would you want to name it after yourself, Renton?
No, let's go Milstern States.
Wait, spell that. Milstern.
Milstern States.
Milstern.
Yes.
Why? Explain.
I don't know.
Is that just a random word you just picked?
There's a artisan hamburger bun wrapper on my bed, and I see MIL, and then I saw a news report about Howard Stern today about how he dies.
How he dies?
But he didn't. He didn't. I did a deep Google search. He did not die, but that was still on my mind. So Milstern States.
So it's beautiful. It's a beautiful title. So I have to ask. So there was a news report about Howard Stern dying, which wasn't true. And you had to do a deep Google search to find out he wasn't.
And it wasn't even a deep Google dive. You know in the Facebook stories, they'll have little bubbles.
Yes.
And then just said, breaking news, Howard Stern dead. And it was like, oh, shit. So yeah. I'd even click on it. I just went immediately to Google. Apple.
I thought it was CNN or something.
No.
God. Okay.
It was Facebook. That's where I get my news. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
That's where everyone gets their news now. TikTok. Milstern States. Okay, that's a new one. I've never heard that word. Cool. Okay, I'm beautiful name. Do you have any idea what your title is going to be? Your official title?
Title for myself?
Yeah, you can be called president, boss, CEO, queen, empress, goddess.
Twizzler queen.
Do you have a Twizzler beside you?
No.
Okay. I thought this is how Twizzler queen.
Yes.
Why? Twizzlers are sweets, right? In America?
Yes.
Do you like Twizzlers?
I do. And okay. The debate between red vines or Twizzlers, it's always going to be Twizzlers. Red vines are dead to me.
What? Why? That seems like a personal matter. What? Why?
Because the debate is so real. Is it red vines or Twizzlers? It should not even be as big of a debate as it has been in the States, at least. And I just want to settle it in Milstern States, that it is Twizzlers only.
Are red vines allowed in Milstern States? No. Okay. Do you like red vines? Would you be happy? Oh, okay. Sorry. Just seeing here, Twizzlers are being discontinued. They're being discontinued starting January 2025.
Okay.
You don't believe me at all, yeah. No, Twizzlers.
No, yes, that's a lie.
Yeah, it is. Okay, Twizzler Queen. I have a feeling I know what to send you. As a thank you. All right, moving on. Very good, very good. You're going to show up. Just so you know, the infrastructure of this island, you don't have to worry about. We'll assume all the lights, electricity, water, sewage, all that will be sorted out, okay? I'm just wondering, will you allow people to vote for 100 people to form a Senate and they can do the everyday stuff? Or will you say there's no voting and you can form your own 10 people council? So would you like voting or no voting?
Voting.
Definitely voting.
Absolutely voting.
So they can vote for 100 people to be the Senate and you have ultimate say, like you, whatever you decide goes, but they'll deal with the all everyday boring.
Like if I'm the swing vote, that's cool. I don't want to have the ultimate say, but there definitely has to be some voting. There cannot be one ruler dictator, because as soon as you get that dictator and they're crazy in the head and they start persuading people and shit goes crazy, that's the end of Milstern Island. So,
states. Okay, but keep in mind, you are the person in charge of Milstern. So you are the person who has say in all the rules and laws around him.
Oh, like so, I'm the Queen of England?
I mean, even more, yeah, even more. You are like a classical Roman emperor. Like, so you saying, oh, but once we get someone who's crazy with power and makes all these terrible rules, that'll only be you. So it's up to you.
What if I turn crazy?
Do you think you are going to?
Well, I mean, if these people are crazy and I can't control them, then that might make me crazy.
I mean, but these 10 million people who come to Milstern States, they willingly come knowing that you are the boss in charge. So they're not going, wait a minute, I thought we'd have a say. Like, whatever you decide, they're like, okay, we knew that coming in.
Nah, they still needs to be votes, because hopefully with the votes come discussions, and hopefully with the discussions, they'll bring out stuff that I didn't even consider or think about. And so there's got to be voting.
So I'm going to look up something. And then, oh my God, there is actually a Red Vines versus Twizzler debate.
I'm telling you, it's deep. Oh my God. It's deep.
Okay. Yeah, no, so like, as soon as I typed in Red Vines, it came up versus Twizzlers.
That's funny.
Okay.
It's deep.
So, wait a minute. Are Red Vines healthy?
No.
These different parts contain a valuable wealth of nutrients, antioxidants, and phytochemicals, potentially beneficial to human health. There you go.
They're only putting that out there because they're trying to bring people in.
Yeah, they're trying to lure people in. Okay, so you definitely have a Senate of 100 people. What happens, though, and I'm just curious of this, what if they vote for 100 senators who want to ban Twizzlers and bring in Red Vines instead?
No.
What happens? But they want to vote on that. But see, No.
No. We have 10 commandments. Nothing.
Oh, okay, no, I'll write these down. 10 commandments. Okay, this is the first time someone's gone 10 commandments. Okay, go.
We have 10 commandments. That's the first time. No, that's nobody can erase the 10 commandments, not even the Senate, not even me, because the Twizzler God made these commandments.
So you're going to put into the lore of this island that there's a Twizzler God.
Yes.
You're creating a new religion out of Twizzlers, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so commandment one, nobody can erase 10 commandments.
Nobody can erase the 10 commandments.
Okay, that's number two, or number one. Number two, no red vines.
Nobody can ever take out the Twizzlers from Milstern Island ever. It cannot be replaced ever.
Ever in capital letters. Okay, I will write this down. Okay, I won't stick to all 10. We'll move on, but I'm going to finish this before the end of the podcast, okay? Number three, we'll give one more.
Third law is there will always and forever be holiday lights at the expense of Twizzler Island, Milstern States.
You're already losing the run of what's the name of the picking places. Brilliant. There'll always be holiday lights.
Yes, so, at the holiday time.
Oh, at holiday time. So you can take down your Christmas lights or whatever you want to call it after Christmas.
There will be workers who will be dressed as elves who will happily go to the houses and dress them up for the holiday season, and they will take them down and they will restock them for holding throughout the year. And then until next year, we'll repeat, rinse, repeat.
Now, you said these elves will do it happily. What if they don't do it happily, or if they do it with just sort of a lackadaisical attitude?
Because I am a big believer that people should be paid and then some. And so whatever.
These are good paying jobs.
Yes.
But what if they're not happy? What if these people are just dour individuals?
Then they gotta go.
Kicking them off the island.
Not kicking them off the island, but if you're not happy doing what you're doing, why are you here?
So they're off the island.
No, they're not off the island. They're just not going to be putting up festival lights.
So they're out in the street?
No, they're not out in the street. They're maybe at the library.
So we're shoving them into the library.
Or they're at the Twizzler factory. Or okay. They're... Because Twizzler is the currency. I don't know.
So they are... You either become an elf, a happy elf, or you are forced into the factory to make Twizzlers.
Oh, see now, sir. There are options. I'm assuming there's going to be textiles and there's going to be architecture.
You have your usual range of jobs.
Yeah. Okay, so they can
that's fine.
Do any other job, but they don't have to be putting up festival lights if they're not happy.
If they're not happy. Okay, no, I just want to make sure. Okay, that's three laws. I'll get back to them. We'll move on. What, very, very, very good and crazy. What sort of, like, official attire are you going to wear as the Twizzler Queen?
I think I would wear a lot of...
Twizzlers.
Gowns.
A lot of gowns?
Yeah. That's something I've never been able to really do in my own life. And this Twizzler Queen, I feel like she'd be wearing gowns. And, like, gloves and rings, but, like... modest, not just like 10 rings on every hand, but like a big body ring on one hand, and then just like, hello darling.
You've been on a posh accent.
We have a Twizzler meeting today, and Jesus. You know.
I am going to potentially wait, I don't know how to phrase this. I was going to say I was potentially going to make you very excited, but I just mean an option here to wear something. This is a Twizzler dress.
Oh, amazing. See, that's perfect. I'm a bit bustier than her, so there'd have to be some alterations, but no, that's perfect.
Can you see that? It's showing you how the person made it. I don't know, am I on the right one? Or you can still see the dress, is it?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can stop share. Just gonna show yes. There you go. That's them putting together the dress. And
that's crazy. I would ask it to be floor length, but yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah. That'd be heavy.
It probably would be. I wonder if she cut them in half before putting them on.
Maybe. Yeah, it looks like she has a knife there, maybe. Okay, yeah, that goes with the name. And yeah, I think you have to have a dress made of Twizzlers. But floor length, perfect. Are you going to have a crown?
I should.
Probably.
There should be.
Okay, I won't look for a crown of... Oh, screw what I'm going to. Crown of Twizzlers. I mean, probably. Surely you're not going to find one. No. I do see boxer shorts there.
Oh.
It's a weird noise to make. They just say Twizzlers on them. They're not made of Twizzlers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, they're not. That's weird. That's good. Okay. Okay, I'm off them. Hopefully I can get sponsored by Twizzlers if I mention them. That'd be fantastic. Okay, what type of house do you live in?
I live in a house that is basically built maybe 10 miles from the city, from the community. It has a moat around it, and it is definitely, definitely sponsored by Twizzlers.
So it has a big billboard saying, buy Twizzlers.
Yes. Because it says, Miltonville welcomes Twizzlers.
Miltonville, it's Milstern.
Miltonville. Twizzlers welcomes you. Milstern States welcomes you, Twizzlers, to Milstern States.
Are they called Twizzlers on your island? Like the people are called Twizzlers. Yes.
Okay. We're called Twizzlers. It's brilliant.
Brilliant. Okay. Okay. And you're the Twizzler Queen. It works in
some it makes level. Sense.
Yeah, it makes complete sense. Jesus. So, but why do you have a moat? Like, are you afraid of your own people? Because usually a moat is a defensive thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of PTSD going on. I got bullied a lot. People didn't like the idea that this was, that this person could be a queen of Twizzlers. Mm. And so I had to build a moat for...
So you're concerned that the people who've willingly come onto the island are, have come on to bully you?
No, no. Yes.
Okay. Yes, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, we'll get that house up and running. That's fine. Do you want a throne? And I say that in my Irish accent without the H. A throne to sit on.
Only if I have a king. If I have a king, yes. No, then no, there's no need.
Oh, why?
What do you mean, why?
Why do you need a king to have... I presume the king sits beside you then.
Yeah.
Yeah, but would you not just have the one seat?
Silly. It would just seem silly to just be one person sitting up looking down at everybody.
Whereas if there's two, you can kind of put the blame on him.
Exactly. Oh, okay. We can share the responsibility of looking down at everybody. No.
Would you want a king though, like someone who you genuinely have affection for and marry or love? Or do you just want a patsy, just getting anyone there to sit down and
no, there's gotta be genuine friendship. Oh, okay. Companionship, love, it's got to be the real deal or nah.
That's not what this podcast is about, so I'm going to move on, but interesting. So what unusual list is your country Milstern States top of? What unusual list is Milstern States top of? So I know, like, it'll probably have the best healthcare, best education, best, you know, animal life, but what unusual list would it be top of?
Let's say we are the best of the Oreo cream removers. Remove the cream from the Oreo cookies perfectly.
Perfectly. No bit left on it.
No residue. No cookie residue. Cookie bits sacrificed. Perfect.
That sounds like a sport.
It could be. It probably should.
On Milstern States, is it a sport?
No, it's not, because it has to be taken with very good precautions. No mistakes. Because in turn, that cream stuff, it is utilized to make bricks that that we use to build stuff with. Because when you mix it...
So, you know, no, go ahead. Sorry, I'll ask you later. Go on, I want you to finish that thought. When you mix it...
when you mix it with different powders and stuff, it creates this super 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 paste that is indestructible. Nothing right. Can stop it.
But people lick it, like, with their tongues, lick it off the biscuit or whatever.
We on Twizzler's Island know the truth about the cream's filling.
Which can you divulge that information, or is it a closely guarded secret?
That's a closely guarded.
Right. I won't dare ask. But so how do you remove it?
I'm not giving you all of the company secrets, but I can confidently tell you that it is removed and it is packaged with a compound of a mixture of some sort, and it creates a super concrete brick that we sell to the US.
Right, at a high markup. Okay, so I just want to make sure. So when you are top of the list of the most efficient and best cream from the Oreo cookie removers section of the Guinness Book of Records, but when they say how or can you show us proof of that, you say no, it's a closely guarded country secret.
Did the Ghostbusters reveal how they captured the ghosts?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, did they? They did, didn't they? Yeah, it's the proton pack.
They didn't reveal the secret of the Echo Containment Center.
Fair. Absolutely fair point. I won't argue that.
Thank you.
I have a tiny little bit of a bad news question to ask you, Twizzler Queen. There is a scandal going to come out about you that the people find out about. It drops your approval rating down from 91% down to 89%. So it's a little bit of a worry. You get to decide what the scandal is. So you get to decide what's the issue that's going to come out about you that people aren't going to be happy about. And this doesn't have to be like you murdered 50 people. It can be light entertainment.
I don't know the words to Gangster's Paradise.
And people love Coolio.
They love Coolio.
Coolio and Twizzlers is the most popular podcast on Minster and I States. Okay.
Yeah.
I think what you need to do is to go on to the late night news, have an interview, and explain yourself.
Okay.
If you're okay with that, the number one newscaster is called Anderson. If you're ready. Twizzler Queen, thank you very much for joining us on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And we do have to get to Gangsta's Paradise Gate. A lot of people are upset. Just want to ask you, I suppose the main question is why? Why or why not? Why don't you know the lyrics?
I am ashamed. I have no excuse. I should know the words. I sat and I watched the movie and Michelle Pfeiffer, she broke my soul. Those kids, they broke my soul. And Coolio, he is the champion of these states, and I have no reason not to know this song. And I will do everything in my power to overcome all the obstacles that have made me feel.
Have you looked at your life and realized there's nothing left?
Yeah, you know, there's just, the kitchen's hot. The kitchen's just too hot sometimes.
What's that mean? I don't know what that means. What do you mean the kitchen is hot? Why were you in the kitchen?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes you just got to go into the kitchen, but I don't know what's going on. And I don't know.
People would like to know, at least if you don't know the full lyrics, which is, I mean, maybe it's understandable for some people, but, you know, I mean, how much do you know? I mean, can you at least start us off?
I wish I could, dear sir, kind sir, and I'm so sorry to have wasted your...
Oh, come on, Twizzler Queen, as I walk through the valley of...
Oh, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of life, I took a look at my life to realize there's not much left.
Yes, and why?
Because you've been laughing and blasted so long that even my mama doesn't think that my mind is gone, so
You never what? You never what? You never what a man?
I don't know.
You never crossed a man. It's the most obvious thing.
I didn't deserve it.
Yes.
They treat it like a punk, you know, that's unheard of. Yes. I've been laughing for so long.
No. Wait, you better watch how you're talking and where you're walking. I'm not saying that to you, Twizzler Queen. I'm just repeating the lyrics.
I'm sorry, Twizzlers. I've let you down.
You can't even get through two lyrics or two choruses. Okay, do you promise to learn the lyrics? How long do you think it'll take you to learn them?
Do, as long as the Twizzlers community will keep me, I promise to do better and learn the lyrics to God Coolio's masterpiece.
I mean, at the very least, you can sing us out with Coolio's other great song, See You When You Get There. So take it away.
I'll see you when we get there.
When you get there.
I'll see you when we get there.
All right, that's enough. We've gone to break. Hold on. I don't think people are happy. Maybe. Would you like a less stressful question than sing the lyrics to Coolio songs?
Yes, please.
What would you ban in your country besides red vines? What would you like to see banned in your country, or what do you think should be?
Bullying.
Bullying is outright banned.
Yes. Absolutely banned. 100%.
Okay, there is a case in one of your prisons that someone who repeatedly kicked puppies is being bullied and told he's a bit stupid. Is that allowed?
No.
Or he's claiming being bullied because he was told he was stupid for kicking puppies up and down the street.
Kicking puppies?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. No bullying. No, absolutely none. As soon as it is reported, you are sat down in the jail until shit's hammered out. Sorry for cussing.
And then Mike, that's fucking torture. What?
Yes! If you're gonna bully somebody, you're mentally torturing somebody.
So whoever bullies, we're gonna sit him down in a prison. We're gonna get a hammer, a sledgehammer or something.
We're gonna ask questions and we're gonna play Hansen.
We're gonna beat them with a sledgehammer until they defecate asking questions and Hansen.
Nobody's getting beaten. But somebody will definitely be sitting in a chair in a jail cell with 90s bubblegum pop on repeat while questions are being asked and answers are being...
But you said beat the shit out of them.
I never... No. Can we get playback, Judge? No. No. They will sit...
I'm going to play that back.
You are sat down in the jail until shit's hammered out. Sorry for cussing.
There's the proof. But we'll move on because we can't go back now. And okay, we'll assume that didn't happen. So we're just going to ask them questions.
Yes.
Like what?
Did you do it?
Yes.
How did you do it? Why did you do it?
I did it with my mouth and my words. And I did it because he kicked a puppy up and down the street. And I thought that was stupid behavior.
Then you would be let go because you were defending puppies.
Thanks.
But the person that was kicking the puppies, they will be getting some treatment.
Oh.
And then they'll be doing 200 hours of community service, 100 hours on a line, helpline, another 100 hours, I guess, in the vet center because they were...
Kicking puppies.
Yeah.
In the vet center.
So maybe not be in the vet center, but they'll be doing stuff outside. To kind of show the effects of what they were doing. And
they
how
could paint the vet center.
Huh?
They could paint it.
Yeah, they could paint it.
They could paint it. Put up decorations.
Yeah. But I really want them to see. Just see what the damage is that they're doing to the animals.
So they could do the operation on the puppies.
Oh. Not do the operation because they might... do some nasty, weird things, but
like human puppy people. Oh, wait, puppy centipede.
Huh?
Like puppy centipede.
Oh my!
Yeah.
You went there.
Yeah. You really... Yeah, I brought the tone of this podcast down a lot. Okay. So bullying is outlawed, but you're allowed to bully.
No.
I
can't even bully.
Yeah, but the rich and powerful can do what they want. Like, you can ban stuff, but just do it.
No. See, now, I am not that type of ruler.
No.
I am not that type of ruler. I try to do my best to enforce the rules that are there so that everybody lives in peace and harmony.
Okay. So if you're caught bullying, you're out the door. Well, no, you just have to paint a veterinary office or something.
Something,
okay, yeah. Do you want us to tell the people any fantastical fact about you? Just a bit of propaganda is always helpful.
Sure, absolutely. I guess the propaganda would be cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, you looked as if it was like, well, the obvious thing is cinnamon rolls to that question. What are you talking about?
I think it would have to be that... Every Wednesday at 11:30 a.m., the community can come get cinnamon rolls.
From your house?
Not from my house.
Oh, don't come to your house.
We'll come to my house.
Right.
Somewhere within Milstonville.
Oh, they have to find it. It's like a search.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. That's smart. Yeah. That's smart.
Yeah. So you're going to... dump a load of cinnamon rolls somewhere in the city every Wednesday and people have to search.
Well, I mean, it would be open. They'll be packaged, but they're open. So they're easily found. But that's my clue.
But if they're open and it's a rainy day, they're just going to be soggy.
They're packaged.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But okay. Like, see it like on a pallet.
Right, like okay. You're airdropping
yes.
every Wednesday. That's pretty cool. Okay. Do the cinnamon rolls play any part in these Ten Commandments? I might belt out another tree now while we're at it.
So the gods have a special cinnamon roll recipe that's been passed down for centuries and centuries and centuries. And I know the secret recipe. And so it is my queen duties to fulfill every Wednesday, bestowing the community with these cinnamon rolls, with this ancient recipe from the Twizzler gods. And so, then...
yes.
And then... Number four would be, if you ever throw a trash on the ground and you get caught, you have to plant 5 trees. And then there is...
I like how in this commandment, it's like, only if you get caught though. Thou shalt not steal, and unless you get away with it.
And then
number five,
they will be regularly community field days once a month.
Community field days.
Yes.
What's a field day?
Kind of like the Olympics.
Oh, like community games or yeah. So they have to happen once a month.
Yes.
Okay, we can do that throughout the island.
Yes.
And we'll go for number six and we'll get back to the serious business of running Midstern States.
Number six shall be every house shall be painted green.
Really?
Yes.
Is that a bit too much green?
It could be variations of green.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm from Ireland. I know all about that. But, okay. Yeah. Green, I presume green is your color then.
Yeah.
Can you get green Twizzlers? Or is that defeating the whole purpose? Oh, you can.
I think, yeah.
You can. No. Fair enough. Okay, so far on your Ten Commandments of the Twizzler Queen, nobody can erase the Ten Commandments. That's one. Nobody can take out Twizzlers from Milstern Island ever. Number three, there will always be holiday lights at the expense of Milstern States at holiday time. Number four, if you ever throw trash on the ground and get caught, plant 5 trees. Number five, there's regular community field days once a month. And number six is every house has to be painted green. Cool. Okay. That covers everything so far. Your finance guy, Paul, is going to knock on your door. Knock, knock, knock.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Twizzler Queen. I am so happy to see you. You are very brave and talented and intelligent.
Thank you.
You are welcome. I have a quick question here because I'm about to go on holiday. Not a quick question. I have a quick statement to make. The country has a lot of money. We are very rich. We have 400 billion, it says here in the account. The people would like to build you a monument. They're so happy with you. What can they build you?
A boat.
To leave? Are you leaving?
No, to play in.
Okay. So you want a big boat, like a yacht?
Sure. Just a boat that we could play in.
We'll play what?
Just, you can just dock into the ocean and we can just go have picnics and karaoke nights. Because they can't come to my house. So we can have parties on the boat.
Oh, like the citizens?
Yeah.
Do you want to know what the most expensive boat is in the world?
Sure.
It's, honestly, you probably better build in a military boat the way. The most expensive one is the History Supreme. How much do you think it's worth?
$13 billion.
Ooh, no, it is owned by Malaysia's richest man. I'm going to ruin the name, but Robert Cook. Oh, God, here, I'm going to put in what it's designed by another fellow in the UK. The yacht is only 100 feet long. Its worth is said to be derived from its lavish finishes, including a statue constructed from genuine T-Rex bones.
Oh.
Yeah. A liquor bottle embedded with an 18.5 carat diamond and a primary bedroom with one wall made from meteorite and another from a 24 carat gold Aqua Vista panoramic wall aquarium. Right, that doesn't impress you, does it?
No.
Do you want to see the boat itself? Maybe.
Sure.
Again, yeah, it's not great. I'm not too fussed about it. I think like there it is.
It's not that impressive.
It isn't, is it?
Very underwhelming.
Very underwhelming. Like that's the kind of interior of it. The table's rubbish.
Hmm.
Right? Because that's just if anyone, like, because obviously nobody's watching this, but like that's a glass table on it. So there's going to be streaks on that the whole time.
I'll send my Twizzler pirates to claim it.
So you're also launching an international incident. Okay. But yeah, hey, if you're sinking hundreds of billions into, or whatever, 13 billion, I think you were kind of mentioning, if you were sinking that into your own boat, you can have as many T-Rex bones as you want on it. Do you want any bones from
the museum?
put them in the museum. Okay. You do want any bones from any extinct creature? No.
No.
Okay.
Build a museum. No.
Okay, we'll get right on that. I have a few questions. Only a couple of questions, rather, for you. Your birthday, when that comes up, what can we do on your birthday to celebrate you, Twizzler Queen? Ooh.
Oreo ice cream cake. Yes.
Ice cream cake.
Everybody gets a slice.
A massive cake.
Yes. And we all watch Ghostbusters, a Ghostbusters marathon.
You're watching the 4 or 5 movies? Yeah, 5 of them now.
And then the cartoons.
And I was going to mention, we watched the cartoon as well. The cartoon was great, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
During the week, we watched the cartoon, right?
Leading up to your birthday.
Yes.
Yes.
And then there's like costume celebrations and...
Who are you dressing up as?
Dana.
Dana.
She's transformed as the ghost.
Yeah.
My hair.
What we'll do is we will get through maybe two of these commandments, because they're very important to me, and I will have a good question after that.
Okay.
Commandment number 7. What are we laying down?
Commandment number 7 is there is a salute that we all have to do when we engage with each other. And that salute is hello. Greetings and salutations. Good morning.
So left hand, right hand, bit of a twirl with them, and then down.
Yes.
What happens if, because this is a commandment, what happens if you don't do that? Are you off to prison?
No.
Nothing.
You have to do 50 jumping jacks.
50 jumping jacks on the spot. Yes. If you're caught in that. Okay. Okay, that's fine. Number 8. What's the 8th commandment?
8th commandment? Eighth commandment is disco parties.
Are allowed?
Yes.
So disco parties are you just saying they're allowed? There's no other. Just wanted to make a point of that.
Disco parties every Sunday.
Every Sunday. You're just filling up the week with activities for them now. Okay, instead of mass. There's no mass, it's just disco parties.
I mean, some places can have mass before they break up disco.
Are you going to have the disco ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Bigger the ball, the more religious you are.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Number seven, must salute that specific salute. Two hands, bit of a twirl, and then down. And disco parties every Sunday. Cool. Only two left. I have good news for you, I think. I think you're going to enjoy this. I want to say Universal, but I'm not quite sure who made Ghostbusters. Do you know what studio made them?
I think
Columbia
so.
Pictures.
Sony Columbia Pictures.
Yeah. They have sent an email. They said they want to make a new Ghostbusters on the island of Milstern States, and they'd love if you could play a cameo part in it. Would you be interested?
Oh, fuck yes. Fuck yes.
That's fantastic. That's we will put that in capital letters in an email back to them. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. They're pretty open about what you want to do, like, and collaborate. Would you rather play yourself, or would you play a cameo role as someone else?
Someone else.
Now, which was your favorite Ghostbusters?
One. No, two.
Is two the painting?
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay. God, I saw that more when I was a kid than the first one, and now I can't remember it because I haven't seen it, you know, in so long. So that's fine though. We are going to make a Ghostbusters that is set just before Ghostbusters 2, if that makes sense.
Yes. With a little bit of gap.
With a little bit of which?
There was a little bit of gap in the time between 1 and 2, so it's totally possible.
Little bit. Are you going to play a ghost or what type of character do you think you'd play?
Trainee.
Oh, a trainee. Okay.
Winston's daughter that they haven't met yet, I don't think. Because they haven't seen Afterlife yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember the exact details of it. But, okay. So we're going to have this scene where you are... God, who am I going to be?
Stance's cut. No, they did a scene with that. Stance's shopkeeper.
Wait, who's shopkeeper?
Ray.
Oh,
Ray.
Ray. Ray, Ray, Ray. The Nicole? Shopkeeper.
He has an assistant.
Oh, well, wait, in Ghostbusters 2, aren't they retired?
In Ghostbusters 2, Ray has Ray Occults.
He has what? I've completely forgot.
He has an occult store.
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, okay. I'll tell you what. I'm just going to be working there. I'm a temp. Okay. We'll start the scene off you coming in. Maybe you know something about the slime and stuff that's in that movie. Okay. Action. Ding, the door
What's
opens.
What's your name?
Fred.
Okay.
Oh, hello. Are you looking to buy something in the store?
I am looking for some help.
Ray's gone for lunch. He's gone with some friends.
Do you have anything in these books that could maybe tell me about what this slime stuff is?
I don't know much about that slime. There's some slime on your shoulder. What is that? Oh, that looks terrible. Oh, you're just kidding. Okay. Try out this book. It's from, I bought it from Amazon. Hey, there you go. Try that out. It's a new company, I think. I don't know what year this is. Do you know about the Ghostbusters? You seem like you're a fan.
Yeah, I followed them a little bit over the years.
Right. You know, they're retired now. They're not doing much anymore about the ghost busting business.
Yeah, my father, he kind of stepped out of the game when the city went after them for the city.
Wait, who's your father?
Winston.
What? Nah, get out of here. He doesn't have a kid. We've never met him. Never met him. We've never talked to him about family life.
Surprise!
Oh my God. Does he know you're in town?
No.
Oh,
surprise!
Wait. Oh, yay! I'm sorry. I don't really know Winston either. We never got along. He never wanted Ray to open the shop, you see.
Ah, that sounds like my father.
Yeah. Why are you wearing the Ghostbuster outfit? Are you like trying to become one or something?
I figured if I could dress like one, I could blend into the scenario of what's going on outside. It looks like there's a parade or something going on, or.
Just outside the shop. I'm not allowed outside the shop because Ray said I have to work long hours.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Want me to balloon or something?
Yeah, can I have a balloon job?
Yeah, they're handing out Ghostbusters balloons. I can go grab one for you, bring it back for you. But I really just wanted to come ask about this slime. And
oh, well, this slime seems paranormal, all right. Where did you get it?
So down the street, there's this fire extinguisher escape thing, and it got busted out, it looks like. I don't know. I went to go look at it with my friends, and this stuff was oozing all over, and some of it got on me, and it made me think of my father and Ray, and here I am just thinking maybe Ray might be able to point me into the direction of my father, and at the same time, I can figure out what this goo stuff is. And
have you never tried to eat it, have you?
No.
Wait, what color is that goo?
Pink?
It could just be, you know, a fire extinguisher. It could be the foam.
Good point.
Yeah, you should go home. Oh. Yeah, take the night out.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
I'll give a good review.
Do. Get out of here. If you're not, are you buying into it? You need to get out of here. Okay. Yeah, that's a slow burning scene. that doesn't start off very, very ghost like. Can you give me number 9 on the commandments list?
I think it shall be the first of the month. The Ghostbusters theme song will play throughout the city at 12 o'clock noon, at the first of the month.
You, when you say throughout the city, you mean throughout the country?
Country. Oh, yes.
Ash.
So throughout the country, you'll hear Ghostbusters simultaneous.
Which version though? Is it the Fallout Boy one or like which version of the Ghostbusters team? All of them? No.
No, just Ray Parker Jr.
Just yeah. Because you remember, I was listening to recently, the Fall Out Boy did one that was not received well, I think. Then Missy Elliott, I think.
I love him. I appreciate him, but Ray Parker.
Yeah, no, I agree. I like how your Ten Commandments have just turned into here are the things you need to do at certain points of the month and the week and the day. I do have 3 more questions for you. They don't start off fantastic. You get a knock on your door again. Knock, knock, knock.
Hello.
Hello, it's Paul again. Hi, don't you remember me?
Hello.
Hi, I'm Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, you know why I'm here?
No.
Oh.
Remind me.
Well, you know what I do.
No, remind me.
I'm your finance guy for the last 6 years, but gone to all your birthdays. Paul. Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, you were acting. I seen that. Good job. Great job. I have a quick update on the finances and the boat and everything. The boat has been built. You'll be very happy to know. It turns out the $400 billion that we had in the country, bit of a mistake. There was a minus sign in front of them, so it turns out we were actually broke. So yeah, we have no money. We are now $413 billion in debt. So we're gonna have to think of money fast. This country is about to capsize into the ocean. We are so much in debt. Any ideas? I'm going on holiday anyway for the next 3 weeks. Bye. Paul leaves the room. Leaving you alone. Any idea how we're gonna make money?
Where did Paul go?
He's gone on a fully paid holiday for 3 weeks to Croatia.
Okay, so I need my Twizzler Pirates to go first get Paul and bring his ass back.
Oh, in chains or?
Whatever they got. I don't ask Twizzlers questions.
Okay.
I don't ask Twizzler Pirates questions. I just tell them what I need done and they go do it.
Where are you bringing Paul? Back to you or just like back to the country or back to prison or what?
Back to me. And we're going to ask some questions about this clerical heir.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Twizzler Queen? Why am I was on holiday having a lovely time and didn't...
Oh, wonderful, Paul. Please explain to me how this clerical error became so dramatically clerical.
Oh, there was error. I thought it was a smudge. It was a minus sign.
Oh, wonderful. So until I figure this out, you're not going back on holiday.
Why? So, I booked up those days. That seems a bit unfair.
You know what's unfair is this entire country going to complete shit because of your smudge. I entrusted you for 6 years to do the one thing that you said that you could do, and here we are.
I did my best.
Well, your best is shit. So I need you to hang tight.
You're making me feel bad.
Well, you know what? I think you'd much rather want to hear it from me than the 100+ people out there who are about to lose their homes and their Twizzler stashes because of your smudge. Do you want to, I'll give you that option. Do you want to deal with me, the Twizzler Queen? Or do you want to go face the community who won't be able to fulfill their obligations?
I'll go face them. They seem dead. Okay. I'll, so he can just go out and tell them.
With the Twizzler Pirates.
With the, they'll be beside him, but sure, they're not going to do anything to him, are they?
Well, I don't ask them questions.
Oh, okay. I mean, he went out and just said, oh, seems like there's a bit of a stormy future coming for you. Anyway, I've 3 weeks booked, so I'm going to go on holidays. And they were like, oh, okay, I'm sure the Twizzler Queen will tell us. So he's gone off back on holiday?
No. Paul doesn't get to dictate what he gets to do. Until this gets resolved, I am staying on his ass. He is staying here next to me. He is the one person that can cross the moat until this gets resolved. That's how that
happens. Whoa, he gets to stay in a palace?
Yes.
Until pretty this sweet. Can I bring my family?
No.
What?
No.
It's like, but I'd like to see them.
I'm sorry. Until Paul, listen, this is a very serious issue that we are facing right now, and I cannot emphasize enough because of a smudge. So because of the smudge, your ass is going to stay right here in this castle where I can see you until we get this resolved.
But my family, I know what?
Your family will be there. They'll be fine unless we can't get this resolved. Then we're
going to wait. What'll happen to them if we can't get a result?
If we can't get this resolved, then your family will be joining you here and we'll be powwowing some ideas on how to get this money back.
I mean, my family are just like my four kids who are like 3 years old. So, you know, I'm a single father. We'll just
have to set up some lemonade stands or some Twizzler stands, and they're just going to have to get to some work. Cause
you're going
to
work the children?
Yes.
Okay. It feels like you're bullying this family.
No, Paul. I'm not going to let you gaslight me, Paul. Your smudge cost this country billions of dollars, and I will hold responsibility for what I've done in this actions, and that was hiring you, Paul, and trusting Paul that he could handle the financials for this country, and he can't.
But so he did his best. I think, you know, you have to give fair juice to the man.
Sorry?
You have to give fair credit to him. He worked long hours and did his best. God knows how many more billions it could be in debt without him.
Oh, see, that's another thing. Like, what if that's not it? What if we go through the books and we find out, oh, shit, the Twizzler stash isn't actually where it's supposed to be, and we're going to run out of Twizzlers before the end of the year. I can't be having this country running out of Twizzlers and money all in the same year. My people can't handle that. That would mean that we can't have our Christmas, our holiday lights.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't be having that. I can't be having this, Paul. Paul.
Paul has figured it out. He has figured, he's done the numbers, Twizzler Queen. As soon as you grabbed his four kids who were under 3 years old and had them working night shifts, he's figured it out.
Let's hear it, Paul. What do you got for me, Paul?
First of all, okay, 413 billion. I've realized we're spending way, 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 way too much on these happy elves. They get paid, frankly, an absurd amount of money, okay, to put on painted smiles and get over 6 million a year. So what we do is we slash that. People are just going to have to put up their own decorations. If they're so happy, you know, they'll do it. Okay. That'll save you almost 100 billion, amazingly, a year. Okay. Now, I'm going to put this in the black, in the credit, right? The country is going to be making money. I am prepared to sign. Well, you can sign it, but he has drawn up the contracts with the American Licorice Company for 400 billion a year.
I don't know, Paul.
To produce red vines directly here in Midwestern States. It's a perfect swindle.
You know what?
Yes.
So here's what we're going to do. Come close.
All right, he's right up directly, nose to nose.
I've enjoyed you here.
Thanks.
And your family is absolutely lovely.
Thank you.
But I need you to go with these pirates down into that tunnel.
Right.
And enjoy yourselves.
Are you going to... Sorry, this isn't Paul. Are you going to kill Paul?
I don't know what the pirates do.
You can't... Listen. No. That is political bullshit. You're going to kill Paul. No.
I don't know where that tunnel goes.
That is a dead end tunnel. I've been down there.
How do we know this?
You walk down there. No, are you... No. Don't play this game of political speak. What are you doing with Paul?
I am sending him to an area where he can no longer...
With dangerous men.
I don't know if they're dangerous. I don't know what these pirates do.
Can he go down there by himself?
I just tell him what he's done.
Can he go down there by himself?
No, I need his family to go with him.
And without the pirates?
No, the pirates are guiding them.
Okay, can he just get someone else? Get one of the elves?
No. The elves have nothing to do with this.
What does the pirates have to do with it? You are dancing around it.
They're my assistants. I need them to assist Paul and his family down this tunnel that I have no clue where it goes to, because Paul has fucked up this country's financial and Twizzler system. And the resolution that he brought back about red vines is absolutely appalling.
It's going to make the country so much money.
No, it won't. It's red vines. Red vines will destroy this country, Paul.
Okay. I'm back into Paul. Okay. Paul is going to go down with his small children, with the former MMA fighters now turned Twizzler pirates. Okay. He's gone down there. Now, when they come back up 20 minutes later and went, okay, Paul is gone. Like, that was just one of the escape exits anyway from the tunnel or from the castle. You happy with that? Paul just left. He just went. He left, Went on holiday.
I can't confirm that one way or the other. But
oh, I can confirm it. Yeah, no, I'm speaking as one of the pirates. Yeah, no, he went on holiday. Are you happy with that? Are you happy with
kids?
Why aren't you happy with it? You want to kill him. No. Just admit it.
It's not a killing, but
it's
he's
a mercy
not
killing.
It's not a killing. He's just not in my presence where he can monopolize the Twizzler economy with red vines.
Okay, I'm going to say something and I'll just see if you agree with the statement. Okay. Paul is going to go down the tunnel with four young children of his that are under 3 years of age. Okay.
Yeah.
He is not going to come back, but he is going to live a long, happy, fruitful life elsewhere.
Okay.
Very happy. No injury or either physical or mental trauma done to him. He will be happy and prosperous. Possibly taking over red vines. You're happy with that? Is that why you have no problem with that?
No problem at all.
Is that the outcome you wanted?
Yeah.
Okay. Paul has a great life with his kids. Do you want to do that 400 billion deal with red vines?
No.
Oh, you're going to need to make money fast. Any ideas? Just to start making money.
Sure. I think what will have to happen is we will have to scale back on the Christmas lights. Because every year we do spend a substantial amount of money on purchasing the latest upscale of everything. like smoke. Like, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
I have to dial back on that.
So just back to a couple of bit of tinsel and stuff.
At least street lights.
Do you Meaning have and the lights? We'll get to lights, but just white lights, I guess. Would you go for white lights or colored lights?
White.
Yeah. I
would like the colored lights, but they usually cost a little bit more.
Wonder, do you know what a Christmas tree? Maybe it's different in America, but do you have any opinion on some people will put tinsel? You know what tinsel is, right?
Yeah.
Some people will put that on Christmas trees and other people will be like, no, you can't. That looks terrible. Do you have any opinion on which?
I mean, I'm indifferent. If anything, I'm just more worried of it being a fire hazard.
Right, but okay.
I don't have any.
Okay, they can do the fair enough. All right, we'll say that the cutting back, I mean, it's a pretty severe cutback on it, but that'll at least start reducing that negative that Paul maybe had a hand in playing. Number maybe. 10, I don't know why you were so, I thought it was a slight amount of bullying, a slight amount.
A slight amount?
But you're the rich and powerful, you can do that. Are you saying slight amount because it was a heavy amount?
It was a heavy amount.
Of bullying.
A loss is a loss.
Oh. If it's I thought you meant whole... it was a bullying.
Oh, wait, what?
I thought you meant the bullying of Paul was a heavy amount.
Who's bullied Paul?
You.
I didn't bully Paul.
I thought there was a slight amount of bullying, and that's why I thought you said, no, it was a heavy amount.
Oh, no. I meant like the cash thing.
Oh, but that could happen to anyone. That's just...
But a professional... at their job.
He never
can you imagine if a cinematographer for Jurassic Park got on the shoot day and started shooting stuff, but there was no actual film in the camera?
How do you know that? From what I know, that actually happened. And then they went, oh, we're after making the whole movie, we'll just have to make it again. Don't worry about it, Jim. Happens to everyone. And they just made it again. Really happened. That's a fact. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You picked the one example. Do you have the 10th and final commandment for me?
Oh. Nobody ever goes to bed angry.
Okay. Question. Did you go to bed angry when you found out Paul supposedly bankrupted the country?
No.
You didn't go to bed angry. Now, I can replay this again where you are berating Paul, saying you've left us in this shit, Paul.
I can still vocalize my thoughts, but that doesn't mean I go to bed angry.
But this is at 11 o'clock at night when this happened.
Listen, I am Zen. You have to be Zen in order to be a queen.
Right. Okay.
You have to also be strict, and you have to be able to be authoritative. So there's a difference from being authoritative and bullying.
Yes. And again, you are disputing the fact that you commanded Paul to go down a tunnel to his death with his family.
I never said anything about death. I just said that he is to go down to this tunnel with his family.
With the dangerous pirates.
By my pirates. I never said dangerous, but they are tyrants, and I don't know what they do. I just give them direction. I don't know where that tunnel goes. It could be exile. It could be a McDonald's playpen, or it could go right to the land of red vines. I don't know. I've never been.
Have you ever heard of anyone's talk about another person and say, I don't ask them what they do. I don't want to know what they do. I want nothing to do with them. And it turns out they're talking about someone who is like, has a charity for baby deer. Like, it's never a good person that you're talking about when you say, I don't know what they do. I don't want to know what they do.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, I am besmirching their integrity. I have a final question for you, because the island is a little bit bankrupt and everything else, but we're going to assume it goes okay. But I presume at a certain point you're going to want to think about stepping down, right? I mean, you know, it's a long career as a ruler, as the Twizzler Queen. Who would you pick as your heir, the person who takes over? And it has to be someone who is actually alive now. Can't be a hypothetical great-great-granddaughter.
Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, why Mark Ruffalo?
He just seems like he'd be a great leader, a great person, a great president, a great king. Yeah. I think he could really be a fair, just Twizzler King.
Do you think he likes Twizzlers or red? What happens if he liked red vines?
That would be a very big loss for us.
In what way? Is he being sent down the tunnel, or you would just say, well, if that's what he wants?
That's what he wants. That's what he wants. We just go to option number two.
Oh, so you wouldn't pick him then?
No.
So, oh, who would be your option number two?
Jim Carrey.
Ah, interesting. I feel like he'd eat everything. Okay, so we'll say, I tell you what, we'll say Mark Ruffalo. No, he laughs at the thought of red vines. Okay, we'll go at option number one. Would you stay on the island or would you leave?
I would stay.
And stay in the same palace with the moat and everything?
Well, I think I'd have to leave. I think the palace goes with who's ever in charge.
Would you want your own kind of palace with a moat, though, or would you?
No, I would dial it down.
Yeah. But you wouldn't go back into the city, would you? You'd want to stay away from people.
No, I'd go into the city.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Yeah, all right.
Not like I kill people or anything.
You know you can't command those Twizzler pirates. Are they a private operation that you...
They're private.
Oh, so you can hire them.
I can... So, they're like my merry men. I just ask them to help with things.
They're your Nazgul.
Who?
Your Nazgul ring rates.
Who's
Lord
that?
The Lord of the Rings. The guys,
oh,
the
I didn't
black
know that. Oh, no, they're more like elves.
Former elves who were less happy and more aggressive. And
that I can't confirm.
You can't confirm that. But okay, you don't have to. You're not a political figure anymore, right?
Right. I just know that they were very always there to assist with whatever I needed.
No and questions asked.
I was not able to get back the money that we needed, and I needed Paul to just go away.
Where do you think Paul is now?
You know, he could be off in Switzerland drinking hot cocoa, for all I know.
Do you want some good news?
Sure.
He actually moved in next door to you.
Oh, shit!
You can see him making red vines through your kitchen window every day.
Well, he's going to be arrested, that fucker. He can't... I'm sorry for talking.
Why is he... Because you're not the leader anymore. Why is he arrested for what? For making red vines?
Citizen's arrest. A citizen's arrest.
There are
no red vines on Twizzlers.
It's a trial period, I think. I think it's a trial period. Mark Ruffalo is saying, look, you know, a lot of people are voting for more sweets in the country, so...
They can have Swiss cake rolls. They can have donuts and pizza. They can have any other type of sweets. It's the Ten Commandments. It says Twizzlers only.
Yeah,
I don't make rules. The Twizzlers gods.
Wait,
made
does it say allow holiday if you ever throw trash on the ground? Nobody can. No, it just says nobody can take out Twizzlers from the island ever. It doesn't say only Twizzlers.
I thought that was what we put for number one. Only Twizzlers.
No, number one is you can't erase the Ten Commandments.
Oh, well, number two, sorry.
Number two is nobody can take out Twizzlers from Mistern. What the fuck have I named it? Milstern. Milstern Island. Ever, in capital letters.
Ever.
Yeah. Yeah, so red vines are fine. Okay.
I've been duped.
Jessica Brown, well done. That's your journey to being a ruler. Do you have somewhere where anyone can find you online?
Let's see here. Twitter. Oh shoot, I don't even know what that is. Instagram is JB period media underscore underscore. And Twitter X is Jess Brown MP.
All right. And yes, I am also on that at Kevrine person. Thank you very much for showing me what Milstern States is / Twizzler Island. Surely people are just calling it Twizzler Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think, right? Is there any advice as I do my outro for this? Is there any advice you would leave the Twizzlers when you set off into the sunset?
My fellow Twizzlers, Twizzlerites, Twizzler heads, Twizzler groupies, whatever happens in life, just stay looking forward and your pockets full of Twizzlers.
Is there a Twizzler slogan? A chewy licorice type candy? No. The twist you can't resist.
It's true. Can't resist the twist.
Red Vines don't even have a slogan. Oh, wait. Peace, love, and vines. That's actually cheap. Poor. That's cheap. Yeah, that's rubbish. Okay. Okay, bye, everyone.